This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for April 14th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, JLN, today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The Associated Press is reporting that Bernie Madoff of Ponzi scheme infamy has died in federal prison, apparently of natural causes. He was 82. Today we published a video interview with Scott Knutson, which was shot as part of the Path to Electronic Trading series, but which we decided to break out into its own video. Knutson joined IMC, then called Holland House after graduating from the University of Illinois. We will release this video for the Path to Electronic Trading later today. This video is about his experience with cryptocurrency and his decision to build Cove Markets, a platform designed to trade multiple crypto marketplaces on one screen and get the best execution available. It is a timely video given all the attention on today's Coinbase direct listing, but more dumb luck than brilliant planning. Also later today, we will post a video interview we did with Brendan Bradley about the new ESG Investing for Dummy books he just published. The 2021 annual threat assessment of the U.S. intelligence community report is out from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Some highlights from the foreword. Ecological and climate changes, for example, are connected to public health risks, humanitarian concerns, social and political instability, and geopolitical rivalry. China increasingly is a near-peer competitor challenging the United States in multiple arenas, especially economically, militarily, and technologically, and is pushing to change global norms. Emerging and disruptive technologies, as well as the proliferation and permeation of technology in all aspects of our lives, pose unique challenges. Cyber capabilities, to illustrate, are demonstratively intertwined with the threats to our infrastructure and to the foreign malign influence threats against our democracy. To summarize, climate change is bad, China is a rival, and disruptive technology can be used by bad guys. Bob Pisani of CNBC reported that the Senate is likely to confirm Gary Gensler as the new chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission either Wednesday or later this week. The ICAP Charity Day for 2021 is taking place on Thursday, December 9th, 2021. You can visit at ICAP Charity Day on Instagram and Twitter to see success stories from some of the amazing charities they have supported. The JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign had a donation from Yuri Shurtik today. Yuri is a longtime JLN reader and has worked for a couple of JLN sponsors, CQG and Fidessa. He is currently the chief product officer of AllView Systems, formed from the merger of Black Mountain and Alta Return. AllView is a provider of investment management solutions for fund managers, investors, and administrators in the alternative investments industry. Thank you to Yuri and all who have given and all who have yet to give. His donation will be matched by Trading Technologies. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Scott Knutson, the path to electronic trading led to a best execution platform for Bitcoin. John Lothian News interviewed Scott Knutson, the founder of Cove Markets and a former longtime executive with IMC, for the Path to Electronic Trading video series, but we broke off this part of the interview in a standalone video. You can see it on johnlothiannews.com. Don't forget to register for FIA Law and Compliance. It's coming up soon at the end of the month. You can register at www.fia.org. Here is the press release from the Director of National Intelligence. 2021 Annual Threat Assessment of U.S. Intelligence Community, Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, in coordination with the intelligence community leaders, released to Congress an unclassified annual report of worldwide threats to the national security of the United States, pursuant to Section 617 of the Intelligence Authorization Act for fiscal year 2021, the annual assessment examines the diverse array of threats that exist against the backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic, great power competition, and rapidly evolving technology. My comment, many of the risks they outline are risks for the market too. Here's a story from Bloomberg, how Amsterdam recovered from a deadly outbreak in 1665. Following an epidemic of bubonic plague that wiped out 10% of the population, Amsterdam's economy quickly rebounded, a new study shows. For 2 years in the mid-1600s, Amsterdam experienced a shock that may now seem familiar. The city was ravaged by a deadly epidemic of bubonic plague. As graveyards in poor districts started to fill, the wealthy scattered to their country houses, while those that remained did their best to keep healthy through social distancing. Sick people were banned from markets, inns, and churches, while infected houses warned off visitors with a sign hung outside, a bunch of straw tied with three bands. These measures may have helped, but they weren't enough to stop the plague. By the time the epidemic petered out in 1665, the disease had claimed 24,000 Amsterdammers, around 10% of the population. My comment is, the good news is that we've been dealing with pandemics a long time and are still around. We had some ideas on what to do before we knew the science of it all. Here's a story from the New York Times. Hungry for investors, some companies woo the little guy. Small investors are becoming a force in the stock market, and company executives are beginning to take notice. After CarParts.com reported its quarterly results last month, executives at the company, which sells replacement auto parts, did what many of their ilk do. They held a conference call with the Wall Street analysts, fielding questions about inventory levels, profit margins, and corporate strategy. My comment, win the hearts of the little guy, the beginning of the investment food chain. Here's a story from Mondovisione. Bank of England, Andy Haldane to become chief executive of the Royal Society for Arts, Manufactures, and Commerce. Andy Haldane, chief economist and member of the Monetary Policy Committee, is leaving the Bank of England to become chief executive of the Royal Society of Arts, Manufactures, and Commerce. My comment, this is a loss for the markets. Haldane was a great thought leader. It is a win for the Royal Society, though. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Bitcoin power consumption jumped 66-fold since 2015, Citi says. Annualized consumption likely to reach 143 terawatts. Bitcoin mining could soon face more regulatory scrutiny. Bitcoin mining is consuming 66 times more electricity than it did back in late 2015, and the carbon emissions associated with it will likely face increasing scrutiny, according to a Citigroup Inc. report. As of mid-April, global power demand by the Bitcoin network probably reached an annualized 143 terawatt hours, about 4% higher than Argentina's total electricity generation in 2019, the report said, citing numbers from the Cambridge University Center for Alternative Finance. My comment, at least gold sits there and just need to protect it. Protection prices don't go up 66-fold. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. The top red story on Tuesday was a controversial piece published by Medium and written by John Ramsey, IEX Chief Market Policy Officer. How do you measure a fill? NASDAQ attacks with a dull knife. The second most read was a Yahoo Finance piece that also was in the top three on Monday. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon outlined serious weakness of virtual work. And third was Tom Thompson's JLN History of Financial Futures video interview with Richard Sandor. Richard Sandor makes history with financial futures from John Lothian News. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.